This week in the podcast, for all age comic books, Bird and Squirrel, Cats, Spider-Man, Buffy, Churchill, Droids, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Trey here with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. It's New Comic Book Day, and it's kind of the first New Comic Book Day of the summer. So that's a curse and a blessing because it means a lot of parents are going to be heading to the comic book store with their kids. Yay, that's cool. But it's kind of a weird one also because some of the comic book stores are not going to have their inventory up to par. Case in point, for the week of May 27th, 2020, Marvel is finally letting some of their new comics hit the store. Likewise, Scholastic Graphics, Dark Horse, and a couple of the others, mainly because those publishers didn't want to flood the market with tons of new product after having no new product for 2 weeks. To wit, we went to the comic book store today, me with the two kids. Boys, how are you?
Good.
Awesome. So we went to the comic book store today. What did we purchase? Do you guys remember?
We got The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, issue number 43. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I really like that comic.
Why? Why do you like it?
It's kind of funny.
I know. It's funny?
Yeah.
You didn't read it, did you?
It's okay if you didn't.
It's okay if you didn't.
No, I actually saw the pictures.
You saw the pictures. Were the pictures scary?
Well, no.
No, they weren't.
I'm not scared of the kid.
No, that's good. And for you, how easy was the comic book to read?
Easy.
It was easy.
Well, actually, it was easy for me.
Okay, not really, no. To clarification, 1 is 8, 1 is 10. That's where we are reading level. And for you, the elder of the two, was the content scary and appropriate? How was it?
I liked it.
You liked it. Was it too scary?
No.
How'd you like the drawings?
Very good.
And when we saw the comic book in the comic book store, you kind of rushed towards it and said, I've been waiting for this. Why'd you do that?
I liked it.
You liked it. So you had read issue number 42?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I liked it too. And what's happened now in issue number 43, Amazing Spider-Man, it's the climax. It's the end of this storyline. And after this, there's a new storyline coming out, which we will get. And we've said before that Amazing Spider-Man is really one of the best all-age comic books out there because Spider-Man is one of those superheroes that is not meant for kids, but is definitely more kid-friendly than the others. Amazing Spider-Man 43, it's out this week. Our 10-year-old gives it a big old Woo! Thumbs up. Okay, this one came out last week, but I really like it. And it's weird because our 8-year-old doesn't seem to like it. Is that correct?
Yeah,
he's not a fan of it, but I like it.
And me too.
Yeah, he likes it. Our 10-year-old likes it. It's basically it's from IDW. It's from their great Star Wars Adventures imprint, The Clone Wars Battle Tales. Issue number 1 of 5 came out last week, and it's great. For Star Wars fans, it has a lot of action without watering down the Star Wars content too much. Obviously, it's not going to be, and you hesitate to say graphic, because Star Wars comics aren't graphic, but maybe kids won't like them because they're a little too realistically drawn or the plot may be too deep. In Star Wars Adventures, it's just flat-out action fun with a little bit of humor that kids age 7 and up could enjoy, even though our 8-year-old doesn't dig it.
Well, I like the action.
You like the action.
I didn't see it.
Did you read it?
I did. Well, I found Jake reading it. I saw the pictures.
But you didn't read it.
So yeah. It doesn't really count.
Okay, so well, read it and tell us what you think. How's that sound? Yeah. We're going to get him started on reports this summer. Also, in that same vein as this one, from IDW Publishing again, this week coming out, Marvel Action Captain Marvel, issue number 5. Loved this movie. You guys loved this movie, didn't you? Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great movie. And this, again, similar to Star Wars Adventures, Marvel Action, likewise, team up between IDW Publishing and Marvel Comics is awesome. In this one, we see the Wasp teaming up with Captain Marvel. Who is this going to be great for? I'm going to say, again, ages 7 and up. Even appropriate for 6 and up. But 6 could be a little too young.
Can I read it?
Yeah, you could read it. It's great. We didn't get it today. But it's awesome. It's got a lot of action. It's got some humor. It's a little bit younger than The Amazing Spider-Man. So you may not like it. Could be a little too young for you, content-wise. But again, for context, he's an older type reader. So, but again, if you have any questions, just go to your local comic book store and they'll point you in the right direction. And where is your local comic book store? Just go to comic book store locator and type in your zip code and boom, you're there. Now let's move on to some graphic novels. This is the first of those that came out a while. This came out this week. So this is brand spanking new. Bird and Squirrel.
Actually, it didn't come out yet. May 27th.
May 27th. That's today. Look at that.
Oh, why didn't we get it?
I know. Because I didn't want to spend $10. But it's great. As you can tell from the sigh of exasperation of a dad who's too cheap to buy books. Bird and Squirrel, All or Nothing. I believe this is the final. This is book number 6 and the final book of the Bird and Squirrel story from James Burks. And you like this, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I like it.
You like it? Now, why do you like it, older son?
I like it because it has animal characters.
It has animal characters. Are they? Is it funny, scary? What is it? Is it like funny. Is it like Dog Man with lots of fart humor? What is it?
Not really much like Dog Man. Hmm. Like maybe like another Bird and Squirrel comic, possibly?
So Bird and Squirrel is like Bird and Squirrel. It's so good you can compare it to itself. It's from Graphics. Graphics is an imprint from Scholastic. And there, we wrote in the post this week that basically 99 out of 100 Scholastic Graphics releases are going to be great. This is one of the 99. It is awesome. Have you read Bird and Squirrel, dude?
Yeah.
You have?
I read it once.
You read it once. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny.
This is also going to be a great series for reluctant readers. What he's not telling you is that he's a bit of a reluctant reader. So we gave him some of the early, I think it was book 1 or 2 or 3 of the Bird and Squirrel books. And he read it. And he can read all of it now, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Very succinct. I like that. Good. Mm-hmm. Now, this one's going to skew a bit older, but it's hilarious. Cats Are People Too. This is a collection of cartoons from Dave Coverley. And if you just Google the title, you'll see about a dozen or so examples of them. And they're hilarious. Did you find them funny?
Oh, yes.
They were very funny.
We should get it.
We should get it. I will see what we can do about that. it's funny because it's... What's the best way to describe this? How would you describe it?
Funny to cat lovers.
Okay. Funny to cat lovers, but we don't have a cat.
Yeah.
But you still like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. And I'm the same way. We used to have cats, but we don't now. It's just hilarious because you don't even have to own cats or even ever had a cat. You just have to know that, okay, this is the way they think. This is what they do. Boom. Let's produce some very funny comic strips on this. And it's hilarious. If you're down with Speed Bump, it's from the same creator of that. It's kind of filled with some cat cliches. It's hilarious. I think you'll get Cats Are People Too out this week. Speaking of cats, you guys like this one.
Catwad!
Catwad. Book 3, Me 3. Did you like this? Mm-hmm. That's a muted yes. It's from Jim Benton. And this is one of the go-to graphic novels for elementary school kids. Like, if you go to your Scholastic book sale, there's going to be, if they were having them now, they'd be all 3 Catwad books. And if you go late in the week, they won't have any because they'll all be sold out. did your friends like this?
I don't really know if they like it.
Hmm. And that was the 10-year-old from the 4th grade level. They do. It's not as popular as Dog Man. Just because its form is a little bit shorter, so it's more of a long-form comic strip or a short-form graphic novel. Because Catwad has about 24 different vignettes where Catwad and his various friends get into trouble. They have fun and they goof around. Technically, the series is going to be great for grades 3 through 7, but even slightly younger, it's not going to be inappropriate, and it's hilarious. It's going to get kids to read, like you. I think you'll like it. Mm-hmm. I get a uh-huh.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, the cat has his tongue. Ba-da-ba. There you are. I'll get some dog jokes in the next one. Buffy. You guys have never seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but you will. Because back in the 90s, when was the 90s? Do you guys remember?
A millennia ago.
Thank you for the smart aleck remark. It was a while ago, maybe 25 years ago. One of the best television series ever. If you ever watch Community, Ken Jeong has a podcast where the cult of Buffy was referenced. Be More Buffy, The Guide to Slaying Every Day, is out this week after all that rambling from Smith Street Books. What it is, it's kind of a short collection of wisdom nuggets from Buffy, from the television show, that help you espouse to be more like Buffy. Who's it going to be from? Who's it going to be for? It's going to be for fans of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So if you've never seen the show, you didn't like it, you are not going to be remotely attracted to this. But if you really appreciated Buffy and you saw the wisdom in the show and you saw how well it was written, it is like, I often compare it to West Wing. If you've ever seen West Wing, it's a vampire equivalent to West Wing with some great teenage sensibilities because it's as well written with the cast that was as tight. And this little book sounds like a hoot. Be More Buffy, The Guide to Slaying Every Day. And two more. You guys with me? What do you think? Where are we? Great. Cool. This is out. What do you think about this book? You haven't seen it yet, but what do you think about it? It's Star Wars Extraordinary Droids.
I'm not really into that.
Why? You don't like Star Wars or you don't like robots?
Well, I like the movies. Okay. I like it. I don't really like the books.
You don't like the books? Okay.
I really like the books.
Okay. Well, let's do this. It's from DK Publishing. DK Publishing offers some of the best reference-type books out there for pop culture out there. And this is out there. It's basically soup to nuts, name a droid in the Star Wars universe. And it's in there in detail. It's the top 50 droids from the galaxy. And DK Books, they're really thorough. Very thorough. So it's one of your top 50. It's going to be in there. Obviously, BB-8, C-3PO, R2-D2. But even those little black or gray droids on four wheels, whose name I forget.
Oh, yeah. They have them at the Lego store. And a set of three.
Yeah.
It's like a sandwich.
I forget their names, but they're awesome. So if you like Star Wars, you like droids, Extraordinary Droids is out this week. But DK, their books, they're a little bit more than I would pay. They're retail $17. Buy them through some links, they're $14. But for Star Wars droids fans, it's going to be your jam. High school people. Now, who was Churchill? Did you guys know?
Winston Churchill.
Good job on that first name. Yeah. No, I didn't set you up for that. That's great. That's awesome. Who was Winston Churchill?
Some guy in the church ministry.
Well, that was very close. That was a fine guess. He was a British he was a British politician. Essentially, he was one of the leaders in England, in the United Kingdom, during the Second World War. He was a veteran of the First War, and there's a graphic novel about a Churchill biography. It's called Churchill, A Graphic Biography. Obviously, these kids are too young for it. Yeah. It came out a week ago, but I love graphic novels like this because some parents are dismissive of graphic novels because they think graphic novels are just junky ways to get reluctant readers to read, or they all have superheroes and tights or something like that. But this is an example of graphic novels as education and well-researched pieces of work. It retails for $20, so this kind of gives you the impression, okay, this is going to be thicker than your average graphic novel, but it's also going to be much more informative and not really for the ages that we had on the podcast today, for one reason or the other, because it's too expensive. But it's going to be great. We've got some graphic novels from World War II, World War I, even Desert Storm, that do a great job of parlaying history and much more. New Comic Book Day is next week. Will you guys be back with me to tell me what you like?
Yes, we will.
Are you guys under duress, or am I holding you hostage here?
Yes.
God, I'm not. No Legos for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. Daddy Mojo on social media. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.